You know the vibes. Welcome to another episode of the Hoop Genius podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K24. It's myself, Mo Moonsi, alongside me, as always, the three-time NBA champion, BJ Armstrong. We're breaking down the playoffs again. BJ, how you doing?
Man, I can't complain, Mo. It's Friday evening here, Saturday morning there. And your Orlando Magic survived.
So here's what I want to say. It's 5:30 in the morning right now. Drake dropped his diss track for Kendrick. Kendrick replied straight away with a diss track for Drake. But BJ, do you know what the best song is right now?
Magic win. The Magic win. The Magic win.
I think, could you hear the song I played? Or did the microphone filter it out? Did you hear the song I just played?
I didn't hear it.
Oh, I'm going to have to edit it in. You missed it. It was the Orlando Magic theme song, because the Orlando Magic have advanced to Game 7.
Advanced. They haven't advanced to the next round. What are you talking about?
No, the vibes are on 10. It's 5:30 in the morning, man. This playoff grind is getting really tough. I'm not going to lie to you guys. BJ's all tired over there because it's, 10 p.m. It's 5:30 in the morning. But anyway, they forced a Game 7, 103-96. The Orlando Magic defeated the LA Clippers despite a monstrous.
The LA Clippers.
Oh my God, I've lost my damn mind.
Yeah.
I've lost my damn mind this morning.
Yeah.
The Orlando Magic beat the LA Clippers. Behind a great team performance, despite.
The Orlando Magic beat the LA Clippers. The Orlando
You know what, BJ? We should really start this again.
The Orlando. I'm going to be you. You know the vibes. Hey, Mo, how you doing?
I can't call it, man. You know, great night of basketball. It's late over here. It's morning for you. You know, real name, no gimmicks.
Okay, all right. Well, let's get right into it. The Orlando Magic defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, Mo, take it from there.
Well, you know, Mo, what I always say, Mo. Now, the thing is, Mo. A series doesn't begin until a team wins on the road. You know, I'm all about the point guards. The point guard position is the most key position in basketball. And if you're a point guard that can play downhill, that's just a superior roster construction. Now, if there's one thing I always say, is that this kid Wembanyama, he's coming, Mo. He's coming. And this kid Luka Doncic, until he picks which position to guard, man, I don't believe in the Mavericks. Hey, what do I know? It's just my opinion. It's your world. I'm just living in it.
That's pretty
funny. They got Kendrick and Drake. Now they got Mo and BJ going back and forth.
That's pretty funny.
Anyway, Orlando Magic take down the Cleveland Cavaliers 103-96. Despite a 50-point game from Donovan Mitchell, the Orlando Magic had 27 from Paolo Banchero, 26 from Franz Wagner, 22 from Jalen Suggs. He really showed out. Wendell Carter had 11 and 9 boards, and they defended home court to force a Game 7. I apologize for the chaos to begin this show, but we're here. And, you know, BJ, what did you make of that game?
I'm going with the Magic in Game 7.
Yeah, same.
I'm going with the Magic. I can't. I mean, 36 field goal attempts.
So here's the thing that I was like, it was necessary for him to score 50 points for them to stay in the game tonight. But when you look at what that does to the team, Evan Mobley, 3 points, 5 shots. Marcus Morris is starting lineup, no Jarrett Allen, 2 points on 7 shots. Max Strus, 7 shots, only 10 points. Off the bench, 1 point from Caris LeVert, 4 points from Isaac Okoro, 3 points from Georges Niang, and we're still seeing Tristan Thompson play playoff basketball in 2024. I can't believe it. But Darius Garland had 21 points on 17 shots, but it was basically the Donovan Mitchell show. And it's very hard to win basketball games when the whole team is not getting involved, because we see Brunson have these big scoring performances, but they have the other guys hitting shots in order to win. They have DiVincenzo hitting shots. They have Josh Hart hitting shots. They have OG hitting shots. Whereas the Clippers tonight, it was the Donovan Mitchell. The Clippers, I said it again, the Cavaliers tonight, it was the Donovan Mitchell show. Because I'm so ready to talk about the Clippers.
Okay, I think we're done with this game.
Yeah.
We're both going with the
going for the Magic. I want to hear the theme song again. We're going with the Magic. And now let's get on to the LA Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks. BJ, I got some fun facts to begin this segment.
Okay.
Did you know that the Clippers' brand new arena that's opening next season will be home to 1,500 toilets, the most in any NBA arena, which is absolutely perfect for when they crap themselves in the playoffs yet again, because that's exactly what happened tonight when they got eliminated in Game 6 by the Dallas Mavericks. 114 to 101.
Did you just say that?
Yeah,
Are we talking about the toilet seat in the arena?
No, that was a bar. That was a bar. I mean, don't mess with my wordplay. Because all playoffs long, I say all playoffs long, but only in the first round, you've been saying, Mo, call him by his nickname. Mo, call him by his nickname. And we know who we're talking about. You want me to call Paul George Playoff P, the nickname he gave himself. BJ, Playoff P averaged less than 20 points in this series. He had 18 tonight, 2 of 10 from downtown, which follows his 15-point performance, which wasn't as bad as his Game 3 performance where he had 7 points. That man will never be Playoff P until he wins. You can't give yourself a nickname. Now, here's the thing. Clippers fans are going to be like, oh, Kawhi was injured. If Kawhi was here, we'd win. Well, guess what? You tell me the same thing every single year. Maybe it's time to figure out a way to either keep him healthy for the playoffs, because obviously you can't prevent injuries, or find a way to be able to win without him available in the playoffs. Because I look at the construction of this team. You bounced out the playoffs again. Kawhi wasn't healthy again. Where do you go from here? You're going to keep Kawhi. You've extended his contract. You're going to keep James Harden because you traded for him. You're probably going to try and keep Paul George because he can walk this summer, and you're opening a brand new arena and you've got to sell jerseys. You've got to sell tickets. You've got to get people watching on TV. So you're going to run it back with the same group. Meanwhile, the rest of the Western Conference, they're only going to get better. I don't see a way this team wins a championship ever. What are your thoughts?
You know, I think the Clippers, you know, look, they obviously have a big, you know, the elephant in the room, if you have, they have a big problem to solve here. And the biggest problem is they signed Kawhi Leonard. Now they have to figure out what they're going to do with Paul George. And then after you do that, you got to figure out what you're going to do with James Harden. Now, we have, I think, all come to the conclusion that, all right, these guys are all very talented. However, the biggest problem is your availability. I don't know the health of Kawhi Leonard. I mean, this is now going on what? How many years is this now, Mo?
Too many.
Yeah.
Too many.
Okay. And I'm not sure what to do if I were them. Now, clearly, you know, I think they're going to have to really evaluate the situation. I think they're going to have to look from top to bottom to figure out what's the realistic goal for this group. I think the championship window has closed now. I think it's time now to move on, figure out what they're going to do as far as Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden. Is that enough? I don't think it's enough, Mo. I don't think at this stage of their career that none of them can be the number one guy for 82 games plus the playoffs. Now, are they really good players? Yes. Are they all-star caliber players? Yeah, I think they're all-star caliber players. But we're talking about winning a championship here. This team is clearly in the luxury tax. I mean, they're
insane payroll. Payroll.
Yeah. And with that payroll, I mean, comes expectation. So I think it's time for this team to, you know, look at what they're going to do, what it's going to look like. I know they want to be good moving into their new building. And as of right now, I don't know what the answer is, but I do know that it's going to be very tough for this group as is to win a championship when clearly their commitments to the salaries and all of the things would say that they have all their chips in. Mm-hmm. I think their ownership feels that they put all the resources and all the things to win, but it's just not good enough. It's not working. So I think they're going to have to figure this one out. And I think it's going to be a long summer for them. But one, I think they're going to have to address and be realistic of what's attainable for this group moving forward.
Well, let's look at their season since they got Kawhi and Paul George. 2020, humiliated in the bubble by the Denver Nuggets with that comeback. 2021, they lost in the conference finals to the Phoenix Suns. But, you know, they still had injuries in that run, and they beat the Jazz in the second round. They beat the Mavericks in seven games in the first round. 2022, did not make the playoffs at all. Kawhi Leonard was injured. Last year, first rounded by the Suns. This year, first rounded by the Mavericks. That's not a successful stint. Kawhi Leonard was an NBA champion in Toronto, and he left an NBA championship winning team. And a lot of people think if he had stayed in Toronto, they could have had another real shot at it the next year. And he left all of that because he wanted to go home to LA. That's cool. But he's not been available. His teammates haven't stepped up without him. And here we are again discussing the LA Clippers. We could do a whole post-mortem on them, but I think any of our long-time listeners know my thoughts on the Clippers. Any of our TV listeners know my thoughts on the Clippers. But what I really want to talk about today is that tonight, the series that I'm perhaps most excited for in the entire playoffs, because I believe whoever wins this series is going to win the NBA championship, the Denver Nuggets and the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh.
Western Conference semifinals, game one. EJ? Who you got?
I'm going with my I'm going with my youngest son's choice. He told me today that he's rooting for the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm going for the Timberwolves. I'm just gonna go there. I think this is a very on paper. I think it's evenly matched. Okay, Jokic is Jokic. Ant-Man is Ant-Man.
Jamal Murray is Jamal Murray. And Jaden McDaniels is Jaden McDaniels.
I believe the combination of McDaniels and Ant-Man, I'm not saying you can stop him, but I think they can contain Jamal Murray. And I'm not sure how healthy Jamal Murray is. Okay.
Well, this is
and I want to put that out there. I don't know how healthy he is at this moment. Now, as a fan, I hope he's incredibly healthy, because I think it's going to be a great series. I really do. I really think you're going to see, you know, you have a superstar, but now I think this is one of those things where it'll be like, this is the best player. I think it's up for grabs right now.
I think this series has the potential, because we just talked about Paul George, and you know my thoughts on Paul George in the playoffs. This series, this individual one series, has the opportunity to change the entire world's view on our good friend, Mr. Rudy Gobert. Because when Jokic has got a healthy team around him, they look unbeatable. But if they can figure something out, he's been a defensive player of the year how many times? If they can figure out a way to stop him, and bear in mind, the Timberwolves have got the number one defense in the NBA. Their defense was amazing against the Phoenix Suns. Jamal Murray has got a calf issue, which I've heard is much bigger than they're letting on. It's a much more serious problem than you're going to hear about in the media. I think the Nuggets are in trouble, and I've been backing the Nuggets all year long. I really think the Timberwolves could win this series.
Well, I think it has an opportunity as the makings, but you know, I agree with my son. Sometimes it just looks, you know, and I have no reason to say that other than just telling me what I see. But listen, I'm not going to count Jokic out. Jokic clearly has the advantage in the interior. I'm not going with this stopping anybody, right? You don't stop Jokic. I mean,
yeah.
I don't even know why you said that. I think you just said that to provoke people. Like, Rudy Gobert is going to stop Jokic.
I didn't say he's going to. I didn't say he's going to.
Yeah, you gave this, you know, it was really a setup. And, you know, yeah. I'm not going to let you do that.
You got me.
No, yeah. No one's going to stop Jokic. Okay, but I do think that I don't think it was you who told me this, but Tim Connelly basically built both teams.
Yes, we spoke about this on the show last time
yeah,
we talked about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, did we speak about it? Okay. Yeah. I mean, so how cool is that going to be? You're looking at both teams going, you know, he put together both of these groups. So
he has to destroy the monster that he built himself. It's like Obi-Wan Kenobi trying to take down Darth Vader.
I don't get it. No.
Is that not right? No. I'm not really the Star Wars guy like you.
No.
Is it because he trained him when he was a kid and then he had to destroy him when he grew up and became evil? Is it not the same?
I don't know if he destroyed him. I don't know.
No. But surely he should. That would have been the thing. You know what I mean? Well, obviously, his son ended up destroying him. But do you get what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I thought, look at the date today. It's May the 4th. So I thought I'll make a Star Wars joke.
Yeah, we're going to the Star Wars. We're going to the movie, like The Phantom of the Menace tomorrow.
Oh, what?
In the theater. Yeah, oh, yeah.
The first movie I ever saw in a cinema was Star Wars Episode I.
Well, we're going tomorrow. Me and my little one.
May the 4th be with you, BJ.
No one else will go with me, but him and I are going tomorrow, and we're fired up.
Are you taking a lightsaber?
Of course. What is... Mo,
these
what
else is there? The listeners don't know. Sometimes I come on the call, and BJ's just there with a lightsaber in his hand.
Oh, come on. What else is there? What else is going on in the world? You know, a little basketball and a lightsaber. I mean, I can't think of a more beautiful evening.
We got it all. We got playoff basketball. You got Star Wars going on. I'm hoping more disc record drops. You know, we got it all. The Clippers out of the playoffs. The
you
Lakers
keep going back
playoffs.
To this disc record. What's going on with this disc record?
I sent you them.
Well, you sent it to me, but it didn't move me. So I
sent
you
two.
Know.
And neither of them moved you.
No, who'd you send me? Which one did you send me?
I sent you both.
Of who?
Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, I'm not choosing sides here. I thought they were both great records. Oh, you thought they were both great?
I thought they were both fantastic. I thought it was healthy for the sport. I thought it's pretty disgusting what these guys are accusing each other of. But for the sport of hip hop, it's fantastic.
What are they accusing each other of?
Well, Drake said that Kendrick beats his wife. And Kendrick said that Drake likes young people and he's hiding a daughter from the world. Drake also said that Kendrick's son is not really his son and is in fact the son of Kendrick's business partner. So it's kind of weird that these guys are like the two biggest rappers in the world and there's so many weird allegations. But I thought it was good fun.
And then you said after that, it's good fun.
For the listener. Because it's not real, I don't know if it's real or not, because they could both be lying. You know what I mean? They could both just be lying. It's like most rappers nowadays rap about things they never did in their lives. It's not real. They rap about killing people they never killed. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, I don't. I told you, I don't listen to rap. I told you that, but you don't. You refuse.
No, I listen to hip hop. I listen to the MCE. No, you don't.
You don't listen to you listen to.
Do you know I listen to grime. You don't know nothing about grime.
I do not. I must admit, I do not. But I'm willing to learn. If it's good, I'll listen to it.
Yeah, I just think that the best way a rap beef should be settled is a clash, in person, live and direct. That's how I think. Right. Neither of these guys would ever do that, but that's what I think.
Okay. All right.
BJ, you ever heard of Lord of the Mics?
No, I have not.
You've never heard of Lord of the Mics? Man, I've got to educate you on some stuff.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
I will do. But this has been a very chaotic episode. We talked about Star Wars. We talked about hip hop. We talked a little bit about basketball.
Well, it's not much going on. I mean, Luka won. Orlando won.
We got to give some flowers to Kyrie, though. Kyrie, another sensational game. I mean, Kyrie and Luka both struggled in the first half. They couldn't even hit threes. Kyrie finishes with 30 points. Luka finishes 28, 7, and 13. And Daniel Gafford had one of the most disgusting moves where he just barges Zubac out of the way and dunks on him. Derek Lively brought the energy from the bench. PJ Washington contributed. Derek Jones Jr. Once again, his defensive contribution in this series cannot be understated. We got to give the Mavericks some flowers here while we're here. We got to talk a little basketball while we're here.
Well, I would say this. If you were just watching the Dallas Mavericks in this series, you would think that this was a defensive group.
Yeah. If you never watched basketball before.
You would go, wow, this is a really good defensive team.
Is Derek Jones Jr. up for Defensive Player of the Year?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen Daniel Gafford? He's got to be a top five center.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They give him credit. So I'm going to... I'm going to jump on the Mavericks bandwagon. They play great in this series. They really, I mean, they had a bounce back from game one. I mean, if you just saw game one, the game, what was this? Game six?
Game six, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is like mad. You know, I don't even have to make of it. But give them credit. I think it's going to be a really good next round. They play, who they play? The OKC Thunder, right?
Yeah.
Is that
That's going to be an interesting matchup as well. That's going to be a interesting. Very interesting matchup.
So all of my future NBA guards that are watching this series, this is going to be a masterclass. I mean, you're seeing, you will see Shea, first team, all NBA. I think Luka will be a first team, all NBA. And Kyrie Irving might be the best guard of them all.
Right now, okay? The way he's playing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's right there. So I think this is going to be great. You know, this kid, Jalen Williams, you got Chet Holmgren. I think this is going to be a good matchup at the center position. I think it has the makings of another good series, a terrific series. So I'm really looking forward to it. But I can't wait for the Denver, Minnesota.
Who you got and in how many games for that one? Nuggets, Timberwolves.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm going to say Minnesota. I'm just going to say Minnesota. I'm rooting. I'm rooting for
how many games? How many games?
I want to say six. I'm going to say Minnesota is six, and not because of the starting five. I'm just going to say the depth. I'm just going to stick at some point the depth of this team.
The depth of the Timberwolves is very good.
The depth of the Timberwolves is very good. And I think the longer the series goes, the advantage that they have. Now, Jokic is very capable of getting this work done early. See, if Jokic has one of those games where he comes out like 48, 23, and 14, I think that destroys the front line and their confidence. But if he just has like, 30, 12, and 12, I think
it's like a historic stat line for a big
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If he comes out with just like 30, and then I think Minnesota's like, yeah, okay, we got this.
I think the key is the rebounding, because Jokic is so good. He's not the best defender in the league, but he's so good on the defensive rebounding. If the Timberwolves can really crash that glass, because they've got 2 7-footers in their starting lineup in Cat and Gobert. And then they've got Naz Reid coming off the bench. And they've got Carl Anderson as well, who's not a small guy. And then they've got McDaniels and Ant, who can both crash on the glass if they need to. If they can control the board.
Then you got slow-mo. Don't forget slow-mo.
I said Carl Anderson.
Oh, okay.
Right. How could I forget slow-mo when my name is Mo and I run very slowly? Okay. That's my guy. That's my dog, Carl Anderson.
That might have been a bar. That might have been a bar.
Yeah, it's a bar. I'm dropping hella bars today, man. Drake, call me. I know you need another ghostwriter. Call me. Hit my line. I got bars for you, Drizzy Drake. I got you, brother. You just got to change your haircut and your beard, because too many people tell me I try to look like you. No. I was doing this first. Yeah? Change that up, my boy.
Oh, God. All right. I don't know where this is going. So before we get in any more trouble here, I'm going to pick Minnesota. Game one, I'm going to pick the OKC Thunder.
Well, they're not playing. They're playing against the Denver Nuggets.
No. Minnesota.
Versus Denver Nuggets. PJ, what's happened to us today?
No. I moved on to OKC in Dallas.
You said, I'm going to pick Minnesota in six. And in game one, I'm going to pick OKC Thunder.
Yeah, in game one of the next...
Oh, we're not starting previewing that. We're going to do that the day before the series begins. But if you want to go ahead right now, who are you picking for that series?
I'm going to pick... who am I picking in that series? I'm picking game one. I need a little bit more time. We'll go with OKC in game one. I need a little bit
more time. After the series begins. We'll be back tomorrow to break it down. But Sunday, the Magic Cavs game is very early. It's a 1 p.m. Eastern tip-off.
Let's go, Magic.
Do you think that the early tip-off could throw off the rhythm of the home team Cavaliers, because they'll be out of their usual routine and the young Magic team can just come in there?
It doesn't matter. I'm picking the Magic. I think they have confidence. I think they know they can do it, you know, and that's just too many shots. That's just too many shots for, well, I mean, 36 shots? 37.
I think it was
37. 37. I mean, that's unbelievable.
We could do a watch along for that game if your schedule allows. That's 6 sure. p.m. for our fans over in the UK.
Yeah, it could be.
We could do it. We could do it. Let us know. Social media, get at us. Yeah, what an episode. I think that's the most non-basketball-y episode we've ever done, but I still think it was great.
Yay for us.
And you know, unlike Patrick Beverly, I do speak to people who aren't subscribed to the show. So if you're not subscribed to the show yet, please do subscribe. I won't bully you into it, but I will politely ask you.
Did you just say that?
Hell yeah. First of all, Patrick Beverly throws the ball into the stands, misses the person he was trying to throw it at, hits a girl in the head. Then he throws it back at the other fan he was trying to throw it at. Do you know why he threw the ball at those fans?
BJ, no, I do know.
Woj tweeted out today, the fans were chanting Cancun on three. And he got so mad, he threw a ball at them. And then after the game, one of the most well-respected producers from ESPN tried to ask him a question, and he refused to answer it because she doesn't subscribe to the Pat Bev podcast. Now, the Pat Bev podcast has some good clips, but I'm not subscribed to it. I don't want to subscribe. What do I want to hear that for?
Well, if why can't they just say yes? He has no way of knowing.
They could lie.
Yeah,
but also she's an ESPN employee, and she's going to be on camera then admitting she subscribes to a Barstool podcast. I mean, if it was like our podcast and it's not owned by anyone and we do it 100% independently, she's more than welcome to help support a small growing business by subscribing to us. Unlike Pat Bev, who's owned by Barstool Sports, who, let me not get into that. But you know who's pretty good, BJ? Seeing as we were talking about hip-hop today. You see the kid that's the co-host for Pat Bev on his podcast?
Right.
You know what I found out? He's actually a battle rapper.
Really?
And he's actually pretty good.
Come on.
He's pretty good. He does like the battle rap, you know, like no instrumental in a room full of people. It's just bars. He's actually pretty good with it. I'm not going to lie. He's pretty good. Maybe Drake should call him for the ghostwriting if they lose enough subscribers from their podcast.
Oh, gosh. What a world. All right, Mo. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen.
These 6 a.m. finishes are starting to affect me. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yes. Yeah, they are. We're going off the rails here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap this show up.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Lakers are at home. The Sixers are at home. The Clippers are at home. The Celtics advance. Life is great. I don't have to call Paul George playoff P. Embiid once again didn't advance. Laker fans are in a shambles, and they're celebrating the firing of Darvin Ham, and now they're talking about we're going to get JJ Redick as our new head coach. Okay. I think that's a tough gig for a first-time head coach. No disrespect to JJ Redick, but I think that's a very tough gig.
We didn't say that when Darvin Ham came into the seat.
No, but Darvin Ham was an assistant. JJ Redick's never coached. He's a podcaster now.
He still was a first-time head coach.
Okay, but he had more experience. JJ Redick, I don't know who's going to get that job. I like Mike Budenholzer for that job. What do you think?
This is what I think. I said it, and I remember you gave me the side eye. I think Darvin Ham is a really, really good coach. I really do.
I'm not saying he's not, but I'm saying for this team. I think coaching this team is one of the hardest tasks. Because coaching a LeBron team is very different to coaching other basketball teams.
I don't think it's very difficult. I think when it comes here, everyone thinks what? Okay, let's look at this team. What's your expectation of that group? Before I answer that question, what's your expectation for this group?
The Lakers, looking at their team on paper, is a first-round team.
Is that what happened this year?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you expect?
I said this to you. I said this to you.
You did not. No.
If you remember this, I had a rant on this very show where I said the people responsible for this are the people who made the roster. And you said they had a good offseason. And at the time, people thought it was good.
It was
at the time people thought it was good.
Yeah, it was reported. They had an offseason. The
thing with the Lakers is they had LeBron James come to their team and change their trajectory, right? But if you look at what the Lakers have done for like the past 10 years, they've been a very badly run franchise with the exception of the Disney bubble. I don't think blaming the coach is like, I know Darvin Ham made a lot of mistakes. A lot. But it's the same way.
What mistakes did he make?
The lineups he chose, the timeouts he didn't call, the rotations he had.
Mo, we just sat here and said, the expectations of this group is get to the first round.
Okay.
He did that. And then,
okay.
So give him credit for last year. He exceeded that and got to the conference finals.
So their own expectations would have been to get at least to the conference finals again. Now, what were your expectations of the Timberwolves before the season began?
Playoffs.
They were a playoff. So they're a first round team as well.
Yeah, playoffs.
So they've exceeded expectation. They've had a coach who's pulled together this group,
they were
found a system that works, got a well-oiled machine in their defense.
Raise your hand if you had them being the best defensive team in the league. Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you had them in first place for a majority of the season.
I don't think we predicted that. We should do that next offseason.
Yeah. Raise your hand.
The best offense and the best defense. That's what we should do.
Raise your hand. Now, I didn't. Did I think they were a playoff team? Yes. Did I have them being the best defensive team in the league? No. Did I have them being in first place? No. Okay. I wasn't sold. Even though I liked the Rudy Gobert trade, I wasn't sold based on what I saw on the Gobert Cat. I wasn't.
No.
I wasn't.
No one was.
Raise your hand if you had Big
the only thing I was sold on is Ant-Man becoming a star. That's the only thing I was sold on.
Yeah, okay. We saw that. I mean, clearly, I know I said it. I know you felt the same. I said Ant-Man was a top five player before the season. Okay. I didn't have Naz Reid win his sixth man of the year. I like Naz. I like Big Jelly, but I didn't have him win his sixth man of the year. So this team has exceeded all expectations. And by the way, Mo, just so I can verify that I didn't have this in place, this was the same team that was eliminated by the
Denver Nuggets
just a year ago.
In five games.
Now all of a sudden, we're talking about they could win the series. Now, I just didn't have this in my – this wasn't in my preseason manual. Now, everyone's going to come out and, oh, yeah, Ant-Man is this. Oh, yeah, Cat and Dutt. No, you didn't. But, you know, it's fair to say
that they were a very well-coached team that exceeded expectations.
They played very well together. They played very well together this year.
But they exceeded expectations.
Oh, by my standards, yes.
And if they lost in the first round, we wouldn't be saying any of this.
Well, they're playing against the defending world champions.
If they lost in the first round, though, we wouldn't be saying they exceeded expectations. They would have met the expectations that were set for them, right?
Well, I think this year, based on if you would have said at the beginning of the year, and they were going to get to the playoffs and lost, I would have said, okay, that's about where I had them. Based on how they perform, I expected this team to get out at least out of the first round. They were the number one seed in the Western Conference. And the Western Conference is loaded.
Were talking about expectations before the season began.
Okay, before the season began. Okay, they get in, you know, four or five would play in the first round. Hey, mm-hmm. that's a toss-up. I didn't have them in the top three.
You didn't have them beating the Suns in round one either.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I thought KD, the Suns had their number during the regular season. That's what I'm saying. I didn't expect this. I didn't. I really thought, if you'd asked me, I thought KD had an advantage against Cat. And I'm giving Cat credit. I was wrong there. Cat played amazing. I didn't. If you'd have told me a Cat was going to outplay Kevin Durant, come on.
If someone told you Jaden McDaniels would outplay Kevin Durant, that's crazy. So far, all of my first round picks have been correct, with the exception of Cavs Magic, because we're still waiting for that one to finish.
Okay.
But Thunder Mavs.
You're
Timberwolves, what, Nuggets.
What are you? 7-0. What are you?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-0, with the eighth one pending.
Hey man.
Orlando Magic. Orlando.
You should go to Vegas. You should go to Vegas. You're 7-0.
You gotta go to Vegas. But I don't gamble.
Oh, okay.
So I went to Vegas, PJ, and it was standing around watching my friends gamble. So great times. I'm joking. It really was great times, but that will not be discussed on the podcast. And with that, that concludes another episode of the Hoop Genius podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the show. You choose Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. Appreciate all the new listeners coming in. Love that you guys are discovering us via social media. Shout out to Bart, helping us with the social clips and that. Yeah, great work so far, BJ. We're coming up to 500 episodes soon. That's gonna be fun. Maybe a watch along this weekend if we can get our schedules aligned. That's gonna be fun. Game sevens are always fantastic. The second round of the playoffs are gonna be amazing. Every series has something I'm looking forward to in that series, and the good times are just gonna keep rolling. So you do not want to miss a single episode of the show. We'll be back tomorrow with more, discussing game one between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves, which is going to be very interesting. So until next time, you guys know the vibes. Get buckets.